November 25th, 2018. Christ our King. Today is the feast of Christ the King. I imagine most of us think that this feast goes back to the Middle Ages, when kings and queens were in vogue. Surprise! The feast of Christ the King was started in 1925, 93 years ago. Pope Pius XI saw the kingdoms of Europe crumbling all around him. New forces and powers were beginning to take hold. Nazism, communism, and socialism. The Pope feared that these isms would ravage people's lives and take away their freedom as God's children. The Pope wanted to challenge these new emerging kingdoms. He wanted to remind people that their ultimate allegiance and loyalty was to Christ, Christ our King. The world witnessed the destruction that resulted from the three isms of 1925, Nazism, communism, and socialism. Today, the three isms have changed. Terrorism, materialism, consumerism, and relativism. But the message is the same. Our ultimate allegiance and loyalty is to Christ, our King, the King of Heaven. Today's feast has nothing to do with crowns or palaces or robes. Rather, it asks the basic question, to whom or to what do we give our allegiance? This is the basic question in life. It deals with how we act or should act in our everyday lives. It deals with the daily decisions we make when we leave this church. These decisions of ours reveal the allegiance that we have in life. The daily headlines in the news bring this home to us. A father attacks the coach of his 7-year-old son on his football team because he is not giving his son enough playing time. Another father knocks out the referee that he thinks has made a bad call in his son's football game. Psychologists on the TV talk shows lament that such actions do to these children such great, great harm. Football is a game of precise rules and regulations. So these children watch in utter confusion as their fathers violate the rules of the game, the rules of fair play and character building. These fathers not only cause moral confusion by their acts of violence, but they are teaching their children that this is the way that you are to live your life. This is the way you are to settle scores. For them, violence is king, not Christ. On October 2nd, 2006, Charles Carl Roberts went into a one-room Amish schoolhouse in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with firearms. The gunman took hostages, shooting 10 girls aged 6 to 13, killing 5 of them before taking his own life. But revenge did not rule in this Amish community. They forgave the man. And not only did they forgive him, they brought food to his wife and children who live nearby. Put yourself in their place. You have just rung the doorbell of the family whose husband and father brutally murdered your 9-year-old innocent daughter. And here you are, bringing food and forgiveness to them. Could any one of us reach that level of faith and forgiveness that the Amish did? These same people who also asked some of the money that was raised for their grieving families to be given to the family of the man who killed and wounded their daughters. Would you or I, could you or I do that? How very different the Amish are from the brutish fathers who beat up on their coaches and their referees. but not enough time was given or a bad call was made. The Amish live apart from us, but they live a life that they feel God wants them to live. Do you and I live a life that we feel God wants us to live? They take King Jesus at his word when he says that we should forgive our enemies. And Jesus did so as he reigned from the cross. Do you and I forgive our enemies in our own families, at work, at school, and in our neighborhood? The Amish accept a core set of values. They are a people of peace. They forgive their enemies because they believe that they cannot enter into heaven if they hate anyone. Do you and I believe this as well? Do you and I act on it if we say we do believe it? They do not serve the demons of anger and rage. They serve Jesus, who is King. Maybe King is not a helpful way to talk about Jesus today. But we, in our own way, when we think of a King as someone who has the last word, who is the final authority in life after our earthly life is ended, then celebrating Christ as King might give us a whole lot to think about.